take a look through your junk drawer. Now, for some, it's just a collection of junk. But for others, it's a treasure chest filled with potential. This is the idea that drives the barter boat. From KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, Mariana Dale reports on the public art project that's docked this weekend at Scottsdale's Canal Convergence Festival.
The barter boat is hard to miss. The wooden facade is painted blue and white and covered with twinkly lights.
Hey, you got something to trade?
Artist Anna Abhau Elliott and her collaborators will take pretty much anything that's not food or actual trash.
Everything at the barter boat is something that has been traded by another person or bartered, putting the barter in barter boat.
In exchange, you get a piece of art that fits in the palm of your hand.
The fun here is kind of like, how do you want to tell a miniature story, or how do you want to set up or accentuate something that interests you about the object?
Sylvia Frost walks up to the boat. She doesn't have much in her pockets, but she has a lot of enthusiasm and a triangle-shaped ballpoint pen with the words "Ask a Librarian" on the side.
They don't roll off the table. These things are brilliant.
Or you can keep it. It's up to you.
It should be worth much over here.
Artist Desiree Moore evaluates the options.
For that pen, I could do this bird clipping, clipping of a bird, and two random pieces of jewelry that might look great together, actually. We don't know. This lobster pick and this very delicate piece of thread.
In the end, Frost settles on a vintage postcard of Washington Cathedral.
I made out like a bandit.
Okay, who's next? What do we got?
Moore, Elliott, and fellow artist Robin Schwartzman collaborate as Radar Art. In Barterboat's first iteration, they froze small objects in ice as a commentary on water quality.
We made popsicles for a while, but no matter how much we told the public that they weren't food, nobody listened.
Now they encase objects in clear biodegradable bags, much more stable and less tempting to taste.
What you have in your pocket might seem kind of normal to you, but might be interesting or surprising or informative to somebody in a different space.
She spreads out dozens of small plastic toys, coins, and various knickknacks on a table. Each object was collected from people at a stop in the five cities they visited so far.
We can give importance to tiny things that often get forgotten.
Elliott made more than 500 little assemblages, as she calls them, before this stop in Scottsdale. Today, Brittany Arnold has volunteered to help craft a few.
I'm putting in a spoon and some oval-shaped shells and this cool picture that has a thought bubble that's oval-shaped. So I didn't realize it, but let's just say the symbolic purpose of it is because I just got engaged and I have an oval-shaped ring.
Arnold also brought in a much cheaper costume jewelry ring to trade at the barter boat. However, if you don't have anything to swap, that's okay too.
Do you have a story? You have a joke?
12-year-old Savannah Hill has brought a performance.
What is your talent?
I have a kick set from Taekwondo.
Her mom gives her a warning before she starts.
All right, don't take out any small children.
Hill spins across the sidewalk, and at one point she appears to be floating with both feet kicked into the air.
Wow, that was awesome.
Diane Hanneman came prepared to barter with her arms full.
I like ephemera. And I went into my unrelated ephemera box.
She brought a stack of Polaroids and old slides that belonged to an acquaintance of hers who passed away.
I would hope, I guess, that instead of just being discarded, that maybe they're savored for a moment before being left or put down.
In exchange, she's taking away an old postcard with faded writing and a 1-cent stamp. A small piece of someone else's story that has a new home in Arizona, thanks to the barter boat. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Scottsdale.